Outgoing City Councilor John Waldron has ended his term with a verbal attack on the Unalaska Department of Public Safety. At last night's City Council meeting, Waldron called Deputy Police Chief Jennifer Shockley a, quote, convicted liar.
Jennifer is not who she claims to be. She is a convicted liar. You can go to the State of Alaska Court view, and you can see that she was convicted of making false statements. In law enforcement, that's a big deal.
Waldron's accusation comes amid a City Hall controversy that started when Shockley created an anonymous online survey earlier this year, asking Unalaskans to rate their satisfaction with each city councilor. Since June, councilors have expressed frustration with the survey and tasked former city manager Dave Martinson with investigating whether, as a city official, Shockley was allowed to create it. Waldron went on to criticize the entire public safety department. The former police officer questioned their integrity and urged them to subpoena records regarding Shockley's survey.
The police department isn't always what it says it is. They can make accusations, they can force things. But that's what occurred with me. So I'll talk from my personal experience.
Shockley wasn't in council chambers when Waldron spoke, but said she's concerned about the attack on her credibility.
But I do hope that the 27 years that I've spent in this community and the 17 plus years that I've spent with the Department of Public Safety don't give the community much cause for concern.
Court records show Shockley pleaded no contest to a non-criminal charge of making false statements in 1996. Waldron says he learned about Shockley's conviction decades later during a hearing in October 2016. But Shockley cannot discuss that testimony, which she gave before the Alaska Police Standards Council, because it is related to personnel actions.
People can talk about their own personnel issues, but as a administrator for our department, there's very little related to personnel issues that I am free to discuss without some very specific waivers.
Shockley says concerned Unalaskans can schedule a meeting with her and Public Safety Director Mike Holman to discuss the issue further. Meanwhile, the three outgoing city councilors didn't let their failed re-election bid stop them from taking action on divisive issues at their last meeting. Rochelle Hatfield called for the city to start negotiating a preferential use agreement with Matson Shipping Company, despite public pressures to open a wider bidding process for the city dock.
I would like to issue a directive to the interim manager and new city manager to enter in negotiations with Matson regarding the issuance of the PUA.
Only Councilor Roger Rowland spoke against moving forward on the contentious issue before newly elected councilors could be sworn in. His opposition was met with applause from community members.
I don't think the outgoing council should force their decisions on the incoming personnel. Thanks.
Any other discussion?
The directive was approved 4-1 with Rowland as the sole dissenter. Afterwards, Unalaskans voiced their frustration with the council during public comments. Here's Dee Montier-Burke.
I'm pretty ashamed of the way that you guys are handling yourselves tonight. I think the community spoke fairly clearly who they wanted making their decisions for them, and three of you up there were voted off the island, so to speak.
Recently elected Councilor Dennis Robinson also weighed in.
It's kind of disconcerting to see the outgoing council push some things that deeply divided the community. I guess we got our work cut out to hopefully straighten stuff out.
At the end of the session, Rowland apologized to the public over an objection from Mayor Frank Kelty.
I'm sorry, as a council member, for some of what the council has done tonight. I promise to work with the incoming council members, and we'll try to do better in the future.
Well, I don't think there's anything to be sorry about, Roger. And
My comment wasn't directed to you, Frank. It was directed to the community.
Unalaska's new city councilors were sworn in after the meeting. Sherry Coleman, James Fitch, and Dennis Robinson will begin their terms Monday.